60 years ago today, a thick, toxic, choking smog descended on London. It lasted for 5 days. It brought much of the capital to a standstill. The smog was caused mainly by the burning of coal, causing sulphur dioxide. It was the nation's worst air pollution disaster.
The great smog led to the deaths of thousands of Londoners, and because of that, the authorities introduced the Clean Air Act. Today, there is still pollution and it's still harmful. The difference is, at the moment, you can't see it.
It's estimated 4,300 Londoners a year still die prematurely from poor air quality. European fines loom if more isn't done. And there continue to be breaches of pollution limits. Campaigners say the Clean Air Act is now out of date.
There are more people dying of air pollution than die in traffic accidents every year. You know, people just aren't focusing on it, partly because it's an invisible killer. You don't see it in the air. People look up, the sky looks blue, and it's a chronic rather than an acute effect.
Air quality has improved from 60 years ago. But the health of Londoners now depends on more being done to address this invisible danger. Tom Edwards, BBC London News.